Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Abby has found herself a nice little hobby, and that's doing things that are psychologically unhealthy.
Yeah, you really have to take a good hard look at yourself in the mirror and go, if a therapist tells me that this is a trauma response, maybe I shouldn't indulge in it. But there has been a way I've always coped through the hard times in life over and over and over again. And I recently learned that it's not necessarily the most healthy thing to do because it's usually a sign that something is deeply wrong. And obviously this has been a very turbulent time with just everything changing. Life is changing. We're all focusing on like what the next couple months, the next couple years are going to be like. And, you know, I'm trying to find ways that are healthy to manage that. I'm really trying to, you know, focus on handling life's up and downs in a healthy way. And something that I've always done is something called maladaptive daydreaming. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it's basically like getting lost in your own thoughts as a way to handle the ups and downs of your emotional life.
My favorite hobby.
I love to maladaptive daydream. I've been maladaptive daydreaming as long as I can remember.
And give me an example.
It's basically like if your life feels a little bit turbulent and out of control, it is just so much easier to get lost in the fantasy of how you can get yourself out of something. So for me, if I was really spiraling about college acceptances, I would maladaptive daydream about getting into the college I want to get into and what life would be like if it happened. Or if I didn't get into if worst case scenario happened, I would maladaptive daydream about things working out anyway and going to a different university. Mm. And you basically just start painting these pictures and these stories in your mind of what good could come from that.
Yeah, it's basically like daydreaming, and you're like, you can be manifesting the life you want or just living in utter and complete fantasy.
Okay.
You're sort of projecting onto the future.
I kind of like this idea because so many people are, and we've talked about this before, that focus on what could go wrong. And I'm always saying like, well, why don't you ever put any kind of energy into thinking what can go right? So it sounds like this is what that is.
It's free escapism. So of course, this is my coping mechanism of thinking about the future and fantasizing and trying to put some good into my mind about what could be instead of, oh my God, life is over. And I was on social media, and of course, TikTok reads your mind and your brain waves. And I came across a mental health professional who makes social media content. And they were like, do you maladaptive daydream? And I was like, tis I, that's what I do. And they're like, do you know that's actually pretty unhealthy for you? And I'm like, I don't want to hear this. This is like my one guilty pleasure in life. Like, this is sort of like turning on my favorite TV show. This is how the equivalent to me of turning on Outlander and binging 8 episodes is also me just like sitting on my couch and just thinking about the future. So basically, this person said that it's a trauma response because it's a way to emotionally regulate yourself. Like, if you've been through things in your life where you feel like your emotions start getting out of control, it's your body's way of disassociating. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I hate this. It's such a negative spin on something that has been like so profoundly helpful for me. I mean, it's not like perfect. There's no perfect solution to life's turbulence or ups and downs. But I'm like, this is my, like, let me have this one thing. Like, mm-hmm. and I've been doing this ever since I've gotten the news of just trying to project good things onto my future and, you know, maladaptive daydreaming. And I recognize that maybe I should actually talk to somebody about it, but this is the free and easy version. I can do it anywhere. And I was doing it a lot this weekend, maladaptive daydreaming, just because it's coming in hot. Like the end of the show is coming in hot, and you know that the ticking time bomb of December going away and having to figure out how to get health insurance and pay bills is really starting to freak me out a little bit. And I did something that people have been telling me for weeks to do, and that's to put those thoughts onto paper and start writing about it. Mm-hmm. And I
you're journaling.
I started journaling, and it started with me just talking about Taylor Swift and the album and all the things that are going wrong with people not liking the album. And then I started writing about my own life, and I just started putting those maladaptive daydreams to paper. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I just wrote for 7 hours straight.
What?
And nobody, I was like,
sincerely?
Sincerely, I sat down at like 4 p.m. I had dinner, had a little pasta with some sausage from Whole Foods, and I was going on some rant about Taylor Swift, and then I was like, that felt really good. What else should I write about? Like, and I just started projecting all these hopes and dreams onto the future of different realities that could come to pass. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's kind of a shame that like only I'm going to get to read this, but it's also like, this is deeply personal. Like, this feels almost like a diary. It feels very diaristic. And so I thought, well, can I put this out into the world in any way that's helpful? So I had conveniently started writing articles for something that Cassie and other people have recommended to me on Substack, which is basically like a subscription service where people can read what you've written. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to profit off my trauma. And I decided to start a Substack where I'm just going to maladaptive daydream. I'm going to project all of these hopes and dreams that I have onto the future. And I'm going to post the TikToks that I want, that I see and are helping me, you know, get excited about potentially moving here or doing this job, or maybe I'll backpack Europe for 8 months, and I'm just going to spiral emotionally on paper, but I'm going to do it for something good for my life.
On Substack, are there comments so people can read your stuff and comment on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
No. This is fantastic. Abby, like, well, first of all, putting it out there and showcasing that vulnerability is going to connect with so many people who are in your position, and yet they don't realize that what they're feeling is normal. But also think of all the books that started out as like fan fiction or just musings and writings. Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood. She was really big on whatever that writing site is, AO3 or whatever. I forgot what it is. What, 50 Shades of Grey was originally Twilight fan fiction. I mean, or vice versa, one of the two. But my point is, so many authors got their start by just putting their random musings on the internet and now are rich as hell.
This sounds unhealthy to me. It really does.
You sound a little too much like the therapist on TikTok.
Yeah, well, it's not that. It's just the Substack taking comments on it. Like, I think the journaling is fantastic. And the fact that you sat down and you're like, I'll try this thing. And then literally your entire day was spewed on paper, I think is fantastic. Fantastic. I think once it goes public, though, like, I was under the impression years ago that when you show vulnerabilities publicly, that people would give you a break for it because you're being so vulnerable. They don't. So I think taking comments on that, and we tend to focus on the comments. You might get 100. Oh, my God, I totally feel the same way, Abby. Then there's one a-hole. Excuse me. And that's the one that you focus on can really harm everything that you're doing. I think the journaling is great. I just don't know the benefit of doing it publicly.
But that's why I'm not going to do it publicly. I'm going to put it under a paywall, Bert. Okay. So if you're going to hate on me, at the very least, I can pay my rent in January.
I wonder if people are paying for it, if they feel more entitled to be mean to you.
Well, then they're allowed to do that. And if it starts to become mean, then I can always just stop it, you know? Whereas at the very least, I can put my thoughts to paper and be there for anybody else that's kind of going through the same thing. Like, when I was reading that book about the challenge that you gave me, Don't Believe Everything You Think, it was so healing for me to be like, oh my God, I've had that exact same thought where I kind of want to dabble in doing that for other people, but I want to do it under the safety of it's not just going out to every Joe Schmo out there. I've gotten a lot of DMs where people are like, I'm really invested in what you're doing. And there's just some things I don't want to put out completely publicly. Like, if it's going to be diaristic, I want there to be some kind of safety net of it not just being out there for my enemies who want to prey on my downfall to see.
I think this is so interesting because you and I are on such different ends of this now. So I've been doing this for so long and been vulnerable and been sharing. And now that I look back at it, I realize the price that is paid for doing something like that is being completely vulnerable and taking comments. Like, it just kind of repulses me for myself now to be doing that. So I'm just giving you a warning that there is a price to pay for that kind of vulnerability rather than keeping it all to yourself.
I just subscribed, first of all. Congratulations to the free tier. I'll get the $5 later. But here's the thing. I think when you look at writing like this, like, it's healthy for you, but it's also art. And I know some people might be like, it's just your inner thoughts. But honestly, isn't that all of life? I mean, Freud started with inner thoughts. It all starts with an inner thought. And part of building a community in the digital age is being vulnerable like this and bringing people together. And I think the way the world is right now, we need more people to say how they're truly feeling in a way that's not harmful to others. And I think doing something like this and allowing people to choose whether or not they want to consume what you're thinking and creating that community, you've always been great at that.
For sure.
You have One Less Lonely Girl Club that you do here. You have your travel group of girls who go to places. Like, that is a strength for you. And I've always found you incredibly, like, witty and intelligent as well. And I've loved your written bits. And I think this marries both of those. And I think we're in a place now in our world and in the digital age, especially with the advent of AI, where we need real human voices with real genuine emotions so people know they're not alone, because even though we are connected to everyone online, we're feeling lonely. And I think this is so great for you. But as long as you do, like, I do think Bert has a good warning. Just heed the guardrails, and if it's getting too negative, get out of there or hire someone for $15 an hour to, like, deal with the comments for you. Right.
Well, getting to have secrets is a luxury, but I'm going to put the secrets that I'm willing to share out, and hopefully it's healing for somebody else. But hopefully at the end of the day, it's an incentive for me to heal myself through telling my own story online.
Can you share the URL?
It's going to be on my Instagram. So if you go to @TheAbbyMurphy on Instagram and click on the link in the bio, it'll be there.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.